Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. And I hope that everybody can hear me all right. I'm actually calling from my home phone, my landline, which I've decided recently never to ever answer ever again, because apparently those do not call lists do not work. And all I get are advertisements and sales and all sorts of crazy what they want from you, for you. It's just, it's insane. I can't say how many times I've put myself on the do not call list. I confirm it. It's supposed to be good for 5 years. I don't even think it's good for 5 minutes. So it's really, it's a very interesting thing that's going on there. And now they're calling my cell phone. And I've taken myself off those lists as well. But apparently, they just come at you from every direction. So really, no reprieve from the sales pitches, you know. It's just kind of one of those crazy things. So I don't answer my phone anymore. And the few times that I do answer it, man, am I mad at myself. Because, like, they get you, they start talking to you, and then 5 seconds in, you're like going, no, in the words of Homer Simpson. Anyway, so I have decided that I am no longer answering my home phone. That's all she wrote. Finished deal. So anyway, I'm home this morning. I'm home today, actually, for a little while. I have so much to do. I started a new painting, and I'm actually quite happy with it. It's a totally new concept in the same vein, and that's kind of interesting. It was really funny because I had a visitor. I have the same person visit me all the time in my studio. It's a woman that I know for years and years and years, and we used to work together at the Sculpture Center in Manhattan when it was on 69th Street. And it's really interesting because, you know, I hadn't seen her for a number of years, and then we reconnected at another place that I was teaching that I started out teaching, one of my first, well, it wasn't the very first paying job, but it was like my first like professional job that I was in college and going to New Jersey and working for the Art Center of Northern New Jersey. And I was there for a very long time, on and off twice, you know. So I was there for years and years and years, and then I left, and then I went back, and I was there for years and years and years. So it's kind of interesting. I think I started there in 1986, and by the time I was really finished and walked away for good, I think that was 2001. So, yeah, that's a pretty long time, I would say. So I started out as an art teacher, and I was taking classes later on. Like, I started taking classes at the Sculpture Center in 1993. I was doing an art project, my catharsis, going through my divorce. I was doing these finger-painted candelabras and menorahs, and the vision was to build one of the candelabras and menorahs, and thusly I went to the Sculpture Center, and I became a certified welder. And I loved welding. I still love welding, although you have to have a foundry space, and it's not really the fun thing to do in the summer. It's very hot. You know, when you have to melt bronze and other metals at a minimum of 2,000 degrees, it can get quite warm in the room. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, so I was working at the Sculpture Center in 93, and I met this woman, Judith, who was a clay teacher there and decided that she wanted to take welding classes. So we ended up in the same welding class with Michelle Greenberg, and we were taking, you know, I was a fresh new student, and here she was, an, you know, already established older Israeli woman, and we became very good friends. And then I left the Sculpture Center because the Sculpture Center closed up. Political difficulties, I guess you could say. The woman that was running the gallery down on the first floor decided that she wanted the school closed and she wanted to focus on the gallery aspect of the Sculpture Center, Well, after a lot of, I want to say political BS, the Sculpture Center closed. It was on 69th Street between Lexington and Park, and it was just such a gorgeous building. You know, it was in one of those old pre-war brownstones. It was just a gorgeous building, and it was four floors of wonderment, you know, and there was a caretaker that actually lived in the building on the fourth floor. Now, when I got there, I was working for Michael. I remember Michael, I remember being really impressed with Michael because Michael used to actually walk around in open shoes. And you're talking about the Sculpture Center. Nothing about it is, you know, light and breezy. There was a stone room, there was a bronze room, there were casting rooms, there was the welding room. The only room that I would say, and even that was kind of like I'd be afraid to walk around in an open shoe, was the clay room. And so when I first started the Sculpture Center, I was just a student and I was learning how to weld. Well, I fell in love with the place. And I have lots of stories because I was there for a number of years before it shut down and then reopened on Purvis Street in Long Island City. I'm trying to say that nicely. It's Purvis. So I decided that I was going to work there. So what I used to do is if I found a place that I liked that kind of resonated with me, I wanted to work there because there were several perks that went along with that. The number one perk is that if you work there, you can now bank hours and you don't have to pay for classes. I guess that is, as I said, the number one perk. But I loved being there. I loved the energy of the space. And so I found it a lot of fun just to be in that environment. So by the time I was like really ensconced, I had banked approximately 100 hours. And, you know, I was using them on Saturdays. I was using them on certain evenings. I became the bursar. I was the assistant to the caretaker. And, you know, the next thing I know, I've got 100 hours under my belt and they closed the school. I was very, very upset because all I was thinking was like, I've been working so much that I haven't been focusing on the art aspect of my work. And so I lost all those hours, which, you know, kind of sucked. I think that you got 1 hour for every three that you worked. I think that's how it worked. And so you can imagine how many hours I put in, right? 300 a minimum, right? So Judith and I both left. When they closed the school, they divvied up all of the equipment. Like they just disassembled the place. And most of it was absorbed by the Art Students League on 57th Street. And they made a new sculpture center. It wasn't really the sculpture center. It was just a place to weld. And that was in the basement of the Art Students League on 57th Street. So now they take you from the fourth floor where there's lots of ventilation and still hot as hell into a basement with a low ceiling and no ventilation and hotter than hell. And I was going there and I was working, but now I was paying for it. But actually, technically, in the very beginning, I didn't pay for it as well because I was working for the National Arts Club. And Alden James had a connection with the then president of the Art Students League. And we worked out a deal that I could just go and weld. I didn't have to take classes per se because I was already a certified welder. So I would just go and I would weld. And that was kind of fun. That lasted for a little minute and a half. And I remember just going there. It was nights. It was always nights because if I'm working full-time during the day, and I don't gel well with full-time employment during the day. I don't work well with any kind of full-time anything other than myself, my own employment. And my hours are very lackadaisical when I'm in charge. But I think I still put in at least a 40-hour week when it's all said and done. Because when you work for yourself, technically you work 7 days a week. And so it all works out in the end. It evens itself out, right? That's how that goes. So Judith and I sort of separated, and I never saw her again. She never welded at the Art Students League. And I went back to so now we have to go back in time, because when I was working for the National Arts Club, that was in 2003 and 4. So let's jump back to the past, because I just did a frontal flash forward instead of a flashback. So getting back to the Art Students League, the Sculpture Center. So I left the Sculpture Center and I reclaimed my position at the Art Center of Northern New Jersey. So I went back and I became I had a children's art class, like 8 to 9, ages 7 to 9, 8 to 9. I think most of the kids were 8, as far as I can remember. And I was doing a portfolio prep class, which was really my great success. I like working with teens. I kind of have a gift for that particular age group, but I like teaching anybody. So it doesn't really matter, but I really have a gift for the teens. So I'm working at the Arts Center, and somehow or other the bookkeeper decides that she's going to retire. There's a whole rigmarole of what to do, and, you know, I've been doing bookkeeping and accounting work for so long that even though I never had any school experience, I only had life experience, I became the makeshift bookkeeper. So I did payroll for two different payrolls. It was the 1099s and then the regular payroll for the office staff, which I now was office staff. So I was being paid for two separate things, the 1099 for teaching and office staff. So after being there for a number of years, I'm trying to remember how exactly this went, Judith ended up teaching a class at the Art Center of Northern New Jersey. And somehow or other it all came full circle, because she sort of reintroduced me. So I think that before I went back to teaching there, when I had left, there was something going on, and I went and I met her, and it was kind of a word of mouth, and I went back. So the original director that I was working with had then retired, and a new director was on and working, and she was the one that rehired me. So that's kind of how that all went, interestingly enough. So long story longer. Why not? I have a half hour, right? Time to kill. So we reconnected. Now years go by, and I've since been in and out of the Art Center of Northern New Jersey, and now I've been in and out of the National Arts Club, and I'm looking for a new studio. So I had a space in Long Island City. I've had many spaces in Long Island City. The most palatial space that I ever had was on 44th Drive and the waterfront. That's correct. The waterfront was in front of my building. So I would park on the side and walk around, and there was my studio. And it was a 20,000-foot space with a 40-foot ceiling and, like, bay doors, basically. Open the bay doors, Hal. Okay, so I was in that space for about a year and a half. And then the city came in and decided they were going to redo all of the piers in Long Island City. I think that they ended up stopping right after that pier. So I had to vacate the space, which was kind of sad. But Barney ended up taking the space, and Barney was the one that was married to Bjorg, and I think that they've been divorced, and I remember reading about that. Wasn't very pleasant, but it wasn't my pleasantry or not, so it didn't matter. But I remember trying to go and visit my old space, and Barney was never there. He had a staff of people that, you know, manufactured or fabricated is probably the accurate acumen, all of his work. So I was trying to see if maybe they needed another artist, and they were so not even like user friendly. They were nasty. There was nobody to really talk with. And I was kind of like, all right, I'm over it. So I lost my space to a really not nice gaggle of people. So I'm looking for a new space, and I drive by the building that I'm presently in, which I've been in now for 7 years. And when I arrived there, there were a handful of people that I had already known for years and years and years because of the Sculpture Center, Judith being one of them. So she's a welder. She ended up buying whatever they were selling when the Sculpture Center actually closed. And whatever she didn't buy, whatever Elliot didn't buy, Elliot was another welder. He has since passed, unfortunate but true. He also acquired a lot of material from the Sculpture Center. So between the two of them, whatever was left went to the Art Students League. Now, I'm only talking about the tables. I'm not talking about the actual welding equipment, you know, because the oxyacetylene is something that you just have to constantly rebuy. So anyway, so Judith is now I am now in Judith's studio. So she's been there for a few years longer than me. And, you know, we're friends, obviously. So every single time I'm working and Judy needs a break, she stops at my studio. So whenever I'm working, it's really hard to just continue because I work pretty quickly. And when I get on a roll, I really roll, you know. It's the snowball going down a hill kind of thing. It's not even an avalanche. I just roll quickly. So the last time I was working in my studio, I had finished a painting, and it wasn't particularly her cup of tea. I love this. And I love that people come by and, you know, they want to visit with you. But they now want to critique your work. It's like, listen, I'm working, you're taking a break, I'll entertain the fact that you need, you know, a little space, whatever, but don't just critique me and tell me you like, you don't like, because. You know, not everything appeals to everybody, as we well know. And I find that all to be, you know, not particularly user-friendly. How's that? Shall I be polite about it? User-friendly. Anyway, so I think I want to put a sign up. Artists at work, do not disturb. It's going to be my next thing. Because if you have nothing nice to say because it doesn't appeal to you, or because I'm working on a series that is, you know, ongoing, that's the way I roll. That's how I go. That's how I work. Anyway, so knowing people for a very, very, very long time sometimes is not the best thing on the planet. So I've been home, and I'm trying to, like, go through all of my papers, my bills, and clean up everything. And I have to say, there's not a ton of stuff on my table, but every single thing on the table right now is actually quite important, and I just don't know where to begin. So I did another one of my canvas and cocktails, and that was on Monday at the Z Hotel. And even though it was kind of an intimate group, and my mother and her boyfriend attended and loved it and did such different varied work, I love that everybody makes it so personal that I can pull out your inner artist and that you can express yourself, that it doesn't have to be step-by-step the tango, you know, that it can be a little more freestyle. I love that. And kind of makes me happy. It makes me like, I'm doing my job. If I can inspire you to do your own thing, then I've really succeeded. So I had another fabulous event, albeit intimate. I think that the slow road, you know, slow and steady, isn't that how you win the race? Isn't that the turtle expression and the turtles live forever? You know? So I have to say I'm really enjoying it. And the next event is going to be on August 10th. I know I already said that. So if you're going to sign up early because we're doing a special. We're discounting it, you know, just until August 5th, and then it's going back up to full price. So today I received a phone call, and now I have about 7 private events, which is really where my mind is and where I'm heading, and that's what I really want. I guess that's my penultimate goal, is to do, you know, private events, because this way I don't have to try to get people to attend. I don't have to work so hard at selling it. I can just show up and do my thing, and I do my thing very, very well, and I really enjoy it, so that's kind of a good thing. So crazy, crazy weeks. I've been like, they're just, it's flying by. It's so crazy to me that it's already midsummer. And I haven't been to the beach once, maybe once. But I've not been like in a bathing suit at the beach. So this past weekend I went to Cape May, nice long ride. And then once I was there and tootling around, I realized that I have been there before, that I had been there before, that it wasn't my first ever time, and that was sort of kind of the goal, go somewhere I haven't been. But I stayed at a B&B, and I really had a fabulous couple of days. It was just so relaxing, and it was, you know, perfect weather. It was cool the day that we drove, and it was nice going home. It was, you know, it was hot only while we were there. It was perfect, actually. So that was all good. So my new assistant and myself took a road trip. I loved it. So I took myself to Cape May. It was funny because I kind of wanted to go to Ocean City, Maryland. I think I'll do that one next. I didn't go to P-Town this year, and I haven't been to P-Town in probably 2 years. I think maybe two, maybe 3 years. It's just kind of interesting when you think about all the numbers, you know. So, I don't know, I've had a lot of family time, and that's been really nice, too. So, kind of the running around and vamping it up, so kind of just the way it's going, so a nice summer. I'm having a really nice summer. I hope that everybody else is too. So I know that I spoke about the 4th of July because I did the show last week and I hadn't done it. I know that I was behind. So the 6-month mark. And I was going to do the show a little late today, but as I was sitting here, I said, oh my goodness, just get it over with because I have so much to do that I won't be able to do it again later. So one of the things that I wanted to say was, you know, in listening to my previous shows, there were so many things that I talked about that were really quite informative and educational, and I will get back to that very shortly, actually, but it was just kind of funny. So one of the things that I was thinking about was I had my hair cut recently by a new hairstylist, a really young guy, a Brazilian young guy. And the last time I had my hair cut, other than by myself, because I tend to just do that, just the way it goes, the last time I had my hair cut, I was like, should I have it colored? And actually, technically, that was June 2nd last year, not this past June. So June 2nd, I had my hair cut and colored, and it took them 2 days to color my hair because they were doing some kind of special balayage treatment. I'm sure I spoke about it on the radio show then, but it was really funny because I hadn't asked about, you know, how's the gray going? And I remember the last time I actually had my hair cut by somebody that was a little bit more in my generation, and being told, you only have like 7%, it's no big deal. Well, the guy that cut my hair this late spring looked at my hair and I said, so how's the gray going? He goes, oh my God, wow, you have so much gray. And I remember like going home thinking, wow, I have so much gray, and looking and looking and looking, And it was exactly the same as it was like 3 years ago. Same clusters, you know, maybe a few more hairs, but really not that much. So I'm thinking that I went from 7% to like maybe 10 to 12. I don't even think it's 15%. And he was just like, oh, my God, wow. And I was thinking, you know, it's a young thing because they find one gray and they freak out, right? So that was really funny to me. So I'm probably somewhere at the 11, 12 mark because I know when I play with my hair what I'm looking at, and it's really not a lot. So it was very funny. Just a side note on humor there. So. Anyway, so this year I'm going to be doing the apartment inspections again for my sister-in-law at the Southbridge Towers. And things have changed dramatically there. And now, finally, they've given us, like, a major raise. So I think we're getting, like, a 35% increase. That's correct, a pay increase, which is quite lovely. And it's really funny because now I've been hired to do these events every single Monday in August, which I have to say is far better and less mess and disgusting, kind of funny. And working for yourself is always a good thing, isn't it? As long as people are hiring you and interested, then I think that's the better way to go. So we can see. And then a side note on my phone. So I'm up to my 102nd phone since 2001, and I have to say the iPhones definitely served me better. I've had only 5 of them. The first one, when I had the 4S, because now I have a 6 Plus, when I had the 4S, I remember that they had to swap it out 4 times in the year and a half. I think it was a 2-year contract, and they swapped it out, I think 4 times. So I had one, and then they changed it 4 times. So I had 5 4Ss. And then the 5 came out, and I never got the 5. And then the 6 came out, and then when the 6S came out, I finally got the 6. And I have to tell you, it's a huge phone. It's so big that I can't hold it in one hand and do stuff. But, you know, taking pictures, 90 seconds, wow, that was fast. But taking pictures and looking at email is much more comfortable and conducive because you're not struggling with a small screen. But it's just not user-friendly, and you can't stick anything in there. You can't tie it around your wrist. So it's kind of a pain in the neck. But I've had now 2 sixes, and this one is ready for the trash. 60 seconds. So apparently what's been going on with my phone as of late is that when anyone calls me, they cannot hear anything, but I can hear them perfectly well. And then they hang up and call me back. And so yet again, Lisa Zilker has destroyed yet another phone. I believe September I'm due for a brand new phone and I don't have to do anything about it. They're just going to replace it because I'm now in something called the iPhone Forever. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Technology and me, right? I still shock the monkey. So as long as I'm kicking, electronics and me, not such a great mix, right? Only from a distance. And the funny thing is that I'm so savvy with all these things, I just can't touch them. 10 seconds. So in 10 seconds, I can tell you that I'm really enjoying the summer. The weather has been perfect in my book because I'm wearing shorts every single day. There's only been 1 or 2 days where it's chilly and I have a jacket in the car. But for all intents and purposes, I'm loving this. So, yeah, in my glory and my fun. So, anyway. So my mom enjoyed my paint night. I think that says so much. And she wants to do it again. Now she wants to bring me to Boca and have me do it with the seniors there. I love it. So we'll see. I am the traveling artist. Why not go to Boca and paint? You know, kind of a nice thing. Maybe I'll set up a studio there and I can just paint for a half the year. I would so do that because then I would be in this perfect, beautiful, warm weather, right? And that would be more year-round. I think I could handle that. I think that would be really quite spectacular. Anyway, so I have to say, that time has definitely passed and I'm getting phone calls. So it is 12:30 and all is well. It is Wednesday. Thank you for having your lunch with me. I will be back again next week. And this is Lisa of The Lisa Show signing off. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.